Hello.
Hi, this is Victoria returning your phone call for customer service.
Four.
We are a third-party call center, ma'am, and we handle a lot of different products from a lot of different companies. That's why I'm going to need to get
Well,
some information from you.
yeah, I had a charge from Popular Appliance, it looks like, for 6732. I have no idea what that was. It's on 1205.
Yes, ma'am. Could I have your zip code so I can try to find your account?
4035.
44045?
35.
35. Thank you for that. Ma'am, could you give me the first and last name of the account that I'm looking for?
My first and last name is Barbara Kane, Kane.
Can you bear with me, Miss Kane? I'll find it for you. You did say C-A-N-E?
Nope, I said K-A-N-E.
Sorry. I misunderstood you. Please forgive me.
That's all right.
I have a unique name, too, so I know what it's like. And all different spellings.
Exactly. Four different spellings. Like, oh, Lord.
And you did say Barbara? Did you say Barbara? I'm
Yes.
sorry.
Yeah.
I think I have you, Ms. Kane. Ms. Kane, could you verify the address associated with this account with as much information as you feel given? I feel like giving.
1196 is the street address.
Yes, ma'am. Is that in Ohio?
Yes.
Illyria?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And there is an email account, email address attached to the account too. So, I think we got you.
Okay,
it is populating. As soon as it pulls up, then we can look at those charges. So you did call about a charge. Did you just see it on your bank statement, or
yes.
did your bank reach out to you or anything?
It's on my bank statement.
Okay, well, let's see what's going on with it. I do apologize for the hold up. Okay, Ms. Kane, it looks like back on November 27th, you paid $7.95, it looks like for a tactical bag, and it was shipped to you on November 28th.
Okay.
Do you remember that charge?
I do remember that charge.
Yes, ma'am. Now, when you paid that $7.95 and you got your tactical bag, that was a discounted price on the tactical bag. So what they then that enrolled you into a discounted online gadget store where you could purchase
I never
discounted
heard
products.
That.
Yes, ma'am. It is in the terms of the conditions when you paid the. Yes, ma'am. So
yeah, I'm calling my bank. That's fraud.
No, we're gonna go ahead and take care of that for you. You don't have to go to your bank. We're gonna go ahead and take care of that for you. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna cancel that.
Okay. Wow.
And we're going to refund that charge back to you.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you some numbers here in a minute. I'm just denoting your account, so bear with me for a minute.
Oh, I'll find a pen.
Let me make sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and cancel that, and then we're going to start those refunds. That
okay.
I think I'm on. Yeah, I'm refunding $67.32 back to you. It sometimes it posts in an hour, but it could take up to 5 days. So please give us 5 days, and at the end of that 5 days, reach out to your bank first. Because sometimes they do hold those reverses, like when we reverse that charge. Sometimes they do hold those. So reach out to them first and say, Victoria promised me a refund, and I should see it. And if it's still not there, please give us a call back.
Okay. Is there a confirmation number or anything?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give that to you in just a second. Now, it looked like the you had one of the another tactical bag on the way to you for that 6732. But that had, yes ma'am, but that has been canceled. So okay. It will not be shipped to you because it was not shipped.
Okay,
now it's going to be C as in cancellation.
Okay.
262-99-3502.
Okay, that's C as in cancellation, 262-99-3502.
Yes, ma'am. And you are, that is canceled. And as I said, start looking for that refund. They normally post within an hour, but they do take, sometimes they can take up to 5 days.
Okay.
And thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.